Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. So we will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat or just because they're a Republican and you voted that way your entire life, well, just maybe you were wrong, because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there that are working for your benefits, and we're going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them speak. We're going to let you ask them questions. We're also going to be discussing the education system, the military, science, sports, music, the movies. Ah, yes, healthcare. Do you have it? Do you need it? Is your 26-year-old still on the family's health care plan? Or, as the Progressive Party says, Obamacare? We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word in everything. From the cities, the counties, the state, the nation, the entire world. So sit down. Get a pencil, paper, and take a graduate education experience, and we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
Hello there, hello there, hello there. We're back again. And what is going on with this music out here? All this, what's going on here? All this. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, we're back with the show today, and let me get my headphones on so I can't hear nobody. Let me get these headphones on. Okay, I think that's better. Okay, so now, we're going to have a very interesting show today. There is a young lady coming on the show today, Dr. Rita Ferreira, and she is going to give us insight into everything that we don't know. Well, I don't know everything that we don't know, but she's going to be giving us some insights into a lot of things. I was on her show last week, and it was very, very interesting. And we're going to give her information out again, because it was very, very, very interesting, as I said last week. And we'll have Diane Little on, and we'll have the Crypt Club, I call them. They'll be on, one of them will be, and we talk about some NCAA action. So then I gotta go to a birthday party. Is it a birthday party? Let's see. No, it's not a birthday party. It's a party that I'm going to. My wife and I and the kids are going to my daughter's house, because they just moved into a new house. So I'll be going to that. And I don't know what's wrong with this computer here. It seems to be not working that well. I don't know what the story is. But anyway, some of the things. Now we've talked about some of the things in that's going on in sports today, in the sports, in the regular programming today. We have another princess that's sick. Just got the information out, and we'll be talking about her, and hope that she gets better fast, because you know the country can't live without our princesses. But anyway, let's see what we have on our agenda. If I can get something on our agenda today. Oh, why did he go? My computer went off. What happened here? Close that out. Okay. Which is, you can cause OP. Okay, right, we understand that. Get rid of all this. Next. Okay. Finish. Okay. Now, I'm going to be calling Dr. Rita very shortly. She is someone who studies systems that oppress and divide us. She's been doing that for years now. She is a healing psychologist, a healing consultant, I should say. And she knows more than I can explain ever. She is someone who is been involved with this for over 30 years. She's an author. She's the author of Racing Healing Consultant and a Racing Healing Consultant, and a community builder and a program evaluator. She is studying the systems that oppress and divide us for over 30 years. But I've been also, she's been also learning how to play ancestral Italian folk music. Can you believe that? Yes, she has. She's in Italy. So maybe she needs to know that to get along with the people out there. But she'll be coming back here, which we'll be talking about. She'll be coming back here and doing a regular consulting or regular, I don't know. We'll find out from her. Let's see. I got some things here to see. She's a ancestral racial healing is a key tenet of her work. And that's on how to address the challenges of racism, sexism, and classism, and the operation of systems they've created. And let's see, what else I can say about her? She's been doing this for over 30 years, and she does her work for an equitable and humane world where everyone thrives in the community. Organization development, evaluation, coaching, and public speaking services to create a future we can be proud of, she says. As part of this work is helping to heal those impacted by oppression. Many people who start businesses hit roadblocks because they need to fully process the trauma inflicted upon them by a hostile culture. And she used a variety of methods, ranging from coaching and family system consultations to help them do this. She's a descendant of a long line of healers who believe that complete healing only comes from when we treat our emotional and spiritual needs along with the physical. She also talks about the importance of racial healing in herself and others. And this was done when she was about 4 years old. She realized this. She says she remembers overhearing a conversation during a family dinner where guests complained bitterly about losing what happened here in 90 seconds. What's going on here? Did I lose my way? Let's see here. I got to change this. It's not 90 seconds. We got to get back on here. Where am I at here? Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. This creation, oh, gosh, unbelievable. This was, it wasn't put in. I can't believe this. I don't believe this. It was put in for the wrong amount of time. Well, I hope this doesn't keep crack us off. Yep, it's going to do that. Let's see if I can get us back up here, because that did not do anything for this. It was put in for the wrong amount of time. I can't believe this. Oh, it was put in for 20 minutes? I can't believe that. All right, let's see if I can put this in a... Oh, God. Anyway, I'm going to try to redo this. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can. If not, we'll have to do it tomorrow. I don't know if I can. Let's see here if I can do this again tomorrow. Or if I can do it later today. I would like to do it later today. So let's see if I can do it. I hope it don't take us off the air. I hope it doesn't take us off the air. So let's see here. Let's see. Let me call him here. Oh,